The answer is decreased vagal efferent firing to the sinoatrial node. You need to know cardiac autoregulation involves carotid sinus baroreceptors that increase their firing with increased stretch, and they decrease their firing with decreased stretch. And it's cranial nerve 9, glossopharyngeal nerve, that goes afferent to the brain from the carotid sinus, and then it's going to loop back down via vagus nerve, cranial nerve 10, to the atria. Okay, that is our pathway. Carotid sinus, cranial nerve 9, afferent to the nucleus solitarius of the medulla, goes back down to the heart, cranial nerve 10. If you have low blood volume, you get decreased stretch of those baroreceptors, the carotid sinus, decreased firing, not increased firing, okay? Decreased firing with low blood volume. Decreased cranial nerve 9 glossopharyngeal activity going up to the medulla. Decreased vagus nerve activity coming down to the atria. That's parasympathetic, that vagal activity. Therefore, heart rate will increase when we have decreased blood volume. That's it.